When I was asked to give my heart talk, I thought back to how I learned to give from the heart. As a very young girl, I was repeatedly told the story of how I was dedicated to God. My mother's best friend, Sister Mary Angelica, ran the convent and retirement home associated with the Don Arione Shrine in Boston, Massachusetts. If you've ever driven by the shrine, you will see a massive statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary with her foot on the serpent's head and the Savior of the world cradled in her arms. Sister Angelica, I was informed, had pressed my mom over and over to bring me to the shrine so that I could receive a special blessing. So at 3 months of age, I was brought to the altar and anointed so that I would live a life like Mary's, knowing that I belonged to God and that I should serve as I was called. We were Roman Catholics, in case you couldn't tell from that whole narrative. But at about the age of 23, I chose to join the Episcopal Church, and I have tried to serve as I was called. I've held positions as a Sunday school teacher and a vestry member and a lay reader. But I got my first budgeting lesson and my first stewardship lesson when I was about 9 years old. I had my first job. I was a mother's helper for the summer between fourth and fifth grades, and I was making the munificent sum of $25 a week. Boy, did I have plans for how I was going to spend that money. Then my mom took my first paycheck and sat me down. "You need to understand how to budget your money, Barbara. It will help you make sure that you spend your money on the right things. I want you to watch me go through the family bills, and I'll teach you." My mother pulled up a chair beside hers at her desk and pulled out her black ledger book. I wasn't really sure what budget meant. Remember, I wouldn't be 10 for another month. But I knew Mom managed the family's money, and with 8 children and occasional cousins to feed and clothe, there were lots of weeks where Mom talked to Dad about robbing Peter to pay Paul. But I sat down and put on my listening face so Mom would know I was paying attention. "There's a simple rule that will help all the rest make sense. Faith first, family second, friends third," she told me. "Everything else will sort itself out." Then I watched and listened as she made checks out for the church. Faith first. "This helps the church help people whose needs we don't know," my mother said. Then she paid the mortgage and the utility bills and our school tuition and put money into the house maintenance fund, the Christmas club, and travel fund deposit books. "Family second," she said. "God made your daddy and me responsible for caring for all of you." Then she made out cards with small amounts set aside for wedding, christening, or graduation gifts. "Friends third," she said. "Celebrating with people we love is really important." Then she turned to me and took my hands and asked if I understood why she did it that way. I shook my head. I was a little embarrassed that I hadn't absorbed what she was trying to teach me. "We put money aside for the church first because everything we are, everything we have, every beat of our hearts belongs to God. Every breath we draw is a gift we are given by God's grace. This is how we give back a tiny bit of all that God has blessed us with to say thank you." Mom squeezed my hands gently and suggested we work on my personal budget. Needless to say, my original plans for my summer earnings changed as we talked. I wound up with $5 a week to spend after my tithe and my contribution to help the family with my school tuition. But I learned a truly valuable lesson, one that I think back on every year during the annual stewardship drive. Faith first, family second, friends third, and everything else will sort itself out. Of course, I give prayerful consideration to my pledge. Part of what I do is think how blessed I am in my faith community here at All Saints, in my family, and in my friends. Part of what I do is think about the resources entrusted to me and the work they can do in the world. But the biggest part of what I do is remember what my mother taught me. And I know in my heart what I need to do. And that makes it easy. So of course I pledge, because it's my way of giving back a tiny bit of all that I have been blessed with, because I know whose I am, and because I know where my heart belongs. Thank you.